Redacted release approved. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Federal Judge Bruce Reinhardt today ruling the Department of Justice release a redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to obtain a warrant to search former President Trump's home. The judge saying the DOJ made its case to keep portions sealed, saying information like witness names, federal agents, uncharged individuals, and grand jury information could be compromised if made public.
What Judge Reinhardt is saying is that by noon tomorrow, and it could happen before, the Department of Justice is ordered to publish on the public docket their proposed redactions, meaning that Judge Reinhardt is okay with whatever redactions the Department of Justice proposed.
Fox's David Spont. The White House today facing questions about the cost, legality, and impact of President Biden's student debt relief program.
We do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre saying the program to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in student loan debt will improve the economy, countering Republican claims it will add to the nation's inflation. Fighting near a Ukrainian power plant that's under Russia occupation is raising concerns about a potential nuclear disaster.
Ukraine's power operator says fires from ash pits damaged transmission lines, cutting two units at the Zaporizhzhia power plant off from the electric grid for the very first time, temporarily jeopardizing the cooling systems which protect the site. International nuclear watchdogs warn a full-scale radiological catastrophe could reach across Europe and the Middle East.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv, Ukraine. A judge today again blocking a trigger law banning abortion in North Dakota as he weighs arguments from the state's lone abortion clinic that the law violates the state's constitution. That ban was set to take effect tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russian President Vladimir Putin appears to be moving to replenish the depleted ranks of the Russian military. Putin has ordered a 13% increase in the country's troop strength by January 1st. The Biden administration is providing colleges and universities with guidance to prevent the spread of monkeypox.
More than 1,000 college officials from across the country met virtually with federal health officials to prepare for a monkeypox response on campuses. Included in the briefing is a guide to help clinics on campuses identify monkeypox, prepare specimens, and control infection spread. College administrators are urged to consider congregate living situations and plans to isolate staff, volunteers, or students who have monkeypox. The monkeypox virus spreads through direct close or intimate contact. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The federal appeals court says Arkansas may not enforce a ban on hormone use or gender reassignment surgery on children while a lawsuit over the matter plays out.
The U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis rules the state of Arkansas cannot, for now, implement a ban on physicians prescribing puberty-blocking hormones or performing surgeries on children who are thought or who claim to be transgendered. This is upholding a restraining order placed on the state while a lawsuit is underway in a federal district court. The law was passed in 2021, but the ACLU is fighting to overturn it. The ban was originally vetoed by Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, but that veto was overturned by the GOP-controlled state legislature. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Two Florida residents have pleaded guilty in a scheme to peddle a diary and other items belonging to President Biden's daughter to the conservative group Project Veritas for $40,000. Amy Harris and Robert Kurlander pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property. They both face up to 5 years in prison when sentenced. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.